USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The problems in Portland, Oregon weren't as bad as many had expected. More than two dozen law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, were deployed to keep the peace in Portland, Oregon, after right and left wing groups rallied. There were 13 arrests and some weapons confiscated. Demonstrators came from around the U.S. The Proud Boys began, and self-described anti-fascists also showed to confront them. Before the event began, President Trump tweeted that major consideration was being given to designate the left group Antifa as a domestic terror organization. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Actor and director Peter Fonda, best known for his role in Easy Rider, has died from respiratory failure due to lung cancer. He was 79. It is with a deep sorrow that we share the news that Peter Fonda has passed away, his family said in a statement. Fonda died peacefully at his home in Los Angeles, surrounded by the family. He is the younger brother of actress Jane Fonda and the son of Henry Fonda. Fonda co-wrote and starred in Easy Rider with his friend Dennis Hopper. Fonda also appeared in Yulee's Gold in 1997, which earned him an Academy Award nomination and The Passion of Ayn Rand. In Seattle, Amazon has announced its facial recognition program used by one Washington State police agency now can detect emotion, generating concerns from privacy advocates. The recognition tool was announced that it's been enhanced to detect basic emotions, including fear. Officials say the American Civil Liberties Union is seeking a delay on police use of the product without regulation until the implications are discussed. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime live at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Coast Guardsman Amanda Wolf went to the emergency room because her appendix was about to burst in 2016. She had two kinds of insurance, a private plan she paid for, and her Veterans Affairs benefits. The appendectomy went well, and she made a speedy recovery. Her private insurance covered more than $20,000 of the bill for the hospital stay, but 6 months later, the VA denied her claim for the roughly $2,500 that remained, putting her in a tough financial situation. She's been appealing ever since.
It's alarming. It's worrisome. Do I hope that it'll make a difference? I do. Am I confident that it will? Not very confident. I'm hopeful that it will create some change for, you know, even not just for myself, but all the other veterans who are impacted.
In one recent 6 month period, according to a report from the VA's Office of the Inspector General, the VA left about 17,400 veterans to pay out of pocket for emergency medical treatment the government should have covered. The report said between April 1st and September 30th, 2017, veterans who got emergency care at non-VA facilities were forced to pay over $53 million in medical bills they should have never had to pay. Since the end of September 2017, there have been numerous leadership changes within the VA, including three different directors of the office that processes emergency claims. The inspectors say the instability apparently allowed the problems to continue. Don't forget, you can watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.